The True Blue American by Delmore Schwartz. Jeremiah Dixon was a true blue American, for he was a little boy who understood America, for he felt that he must think about everything, because that's all there is to think about, knowing immediately the intimacy of truth and comedy, knowing intuitively how a sense of humor was a necessity for one and for all who live in America. Thus, natively and naturally, when on an April Sunday in an ice cream parlor, Jeremiah was requested to choose between a chocolate sundae and a banana split, he answered unhesitatingly, having no need to think of it, being a true blue American, determined to continue as he began, rejecting the either-or of Kierkegaard and many another European, refusing to accept alternatives, refusing to believe the choice of between, refusing selection, denying dilemma, electing absolute affirmation, knowing in his breast the infinite and the gold of the endless frontier, the deathless West. Both. I will have them both, declared this true blue American in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on an April Sunday, instructed by the great department stores, by the 5 and 10, taught by Christmas, by the circus, by the vulgarity and grandeur of Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon, tutored by the grandeur, vulgarity, and infinite appetite, gratified and shining in the darkness of the light on Saturdays at the double bills of the Moon Pictures, the consummation of the advertisements of the imagination of the light, which is as it was, the infinite belief in infinite hope of Columbus, Barnum, Edison, and Jeremiah Dixon.